Our presentation is celebrating the three R's: rebirth, renewal, and resilience. We hear the words rebirth, renewal, and resilience, redo, return, reconcile, recover, rectify, repair, revive, reclaim, reaccept. All those beautiful R's meaning again, another time, a second chance, a new beginning. You are receiving little papers, and you'll understand that later. Just hold on to them. Our son Jeremy introduced us to Gregory Allen Isakoff, an indie folk musician several years back, whose lyrics really speak to the human journey. In his song, Second Chances, he writes, "If it weren't for second chances, we'd all be alone." Second chances and rebirth are deeply connected as we look to the renewal of relationships, whether within ourselves, with others, or the natural world. In many belief systems, including Hinduism and Buddhism, rebirth is a cycle where individuals are given a new life, often determined by their actions in previous lives, offering a chance to improve and progress. A belief, a deep hope of second chances, where individuals may get a fresh start to learn from past errors and make better decisions based on goodness and love. Today, Christians around the world celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, symbolizing the triumph of life over death, forgiveness over hate, and the promise of new beginnings. It is through the cycle of Christ's birth, his death, and resurrection into new life that Christians believe rebirth happens. And when we look to the natural world, we see signs of rebirth all around us. Nature often provides opportunities for recovery. For example, a tree might sprout new branches or leaves after being damaged. In the novel The Overstory, Richard Powers explores rebirth through the perspective of trees and the natural world. In particular, he emphasizes the resilience and enduring nature of trees. However, when we listen to the natural environment through various events like extreme weather, habitat loss, and species extinction, there is a cry for our rebirth and renewal. Humanity is asked to wake up to the damage it's causing by seeing the interconnectedness of all living things and our responsibility to it. Yes, as Powers points out, the trees and much of nature are resilient. So perhaps the rebirth needs to happen also within us. Nature gives us the opportunity, the invitation. So what are we willing to change? Rebirth means a new beginning, a second chance. But there is always change, and there are choices to be made, not just with our natural world, but within ourselves and the relationships we live within. Rebirth, renewal, and resilience are hard work. As I examine my own life and look at the joy, confusion, love, and pain within relationships, I am inspired by a dear friend of mine, a sister of sorts, named Rose. Her inner determination to keep love, not judgment or bitterness, her guide, has given me pause and courage on many occasions. When I called Rose to ask her if I could share a bit of her story with you and to assure I would use a fictitious name, she said, "You can use my name, Mary Sue. I am not hiding these wounds. They are part of me." As usual, she touched my heart. Rose, now only in her early 40s, has lived through experiences I find painful to hear, let alone to live through. Her story includes years of childhood sexual abuse, poverty, teenage pregnancy, and the trials of being a young mother, physical abuse from her child's father, and general prejudice living and working in the U.S. as a Hispanic woman. I must be clear, I know this piece of her story because of our friendship and heartfelt conversations. However, this is not what you see or hear when you are in her presence. She is not defined by these tragic life events. Her wounds have made her wise. In fact, those who see the fruits of her life see an authentic, confident, compassionate, hardworking, intelligent teacher and leader with an extraordinary capacity to love. She is not bitter, nor does she live in denial. Rose, as far as I can see, has chosen to let rebirth, renewal, and loving resilience be her narrative. When I speak of resilience, I do want to point out that it means more to me than inner strength and fortitude. I do know people who are determined, hardworking, and have overcome many obstacles. This is honorable, and their resilience is apparent. Yet through Rose, I have witnessed a different kind of resilience, a resilience with love as the guide. This resilience is more than survival and hard work. It also includes mercy, compassion, and humility. A resilience where strength and emotional well-being are deeply grounded in love, particularly in the face of adversity. In the song by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Michael Ball, they write, "Love changes everything, hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how you live and how you die. Yes, love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Pain is deeper than before. Yes, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same." I am not romanticizing the work and messiness of love. It demands a willingness to change, an open mind and heart. This is not easy, but we can do hard things. Father Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest and writer, offers this reflection: the only way we can hold on to compassion, forgiveness, love, joy, is to give them away consciously and intentionally. Once we stop acting as a conduit, we lose them ourselves. So during this season of rebirth, renewal, and resilience, are we open to what it takes? I am a fan of the Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Within this program, they developed a resource and platform called Authentic Happiness. This initiative and website is not a specific program in the traditional sense, rather a resource and platform for exploring and learning about positive psychology. Within the Authentic Happiness resource, I found an intriguing and challenging definition of open-mindedness. Open-mindedness is the willingness to search actively for evidence against one's favorite beliefs, plans, or goals, and to weigh such evidence fairly when it is available. Being open-minded does not imply that one is indecisive, wishy-washy, or incapable of thinking for oneself. After considering various alternatives, an open-minded person can take a firm stand on a position and act accordingly. Last year, I read Stephen Russell's book, The Barefoot Doctor's Guide to the Tao, a spiritual handbook for the urban warrior. There is a section of the book where Russell speaks of being open and vulnerable. He writes, "Vulnerability is the only authentic state. Being vulnerable means being open for wounding, but also for pleasure. Being open to the wounds of life means also being open to the bounty and beauty. Don't mask or deny your vulnerability. It is your greatest asset. Be vulnerable Be open. Quake and shake in your boots with it. The new goodness that is coming to you in the form of people and situations. These can only come to you when you are vulnerable, when you are open. Yes, being open and vulnerable is an invitation to grow, to be reborn again and again. If I'm cemented in my ideas and experiences and allow no room for various possibilities, with forgiveness, pain, and joy, there is no room for growth. Today I celebrate with you all the re's and the challenge to stay open to the rebirth within and around us, because it is a choice. I wanted you to leave today with a physical reminder of change, being open and holding space for the new. So this is where I told you my Montessori background might come in. So I thought we could make an origami cup together. This cup can symbolize an openness to hold, receive, and offer sustenance in your life. Here's what you do with your piece of paper. It's sevenfold. And I'll show you now. And there's helpers, Johanna and Nancy. But your first fold, here's your piece of paper, hold these edges. And you can use your book, maybe if you need a lap extra, a firmer place to fold. You're gonna take these two edges and you're gonna fold them, and you're making a big triangle here. We're making a cup. So it should look like this. Okay, everybody got that? All right, so now we're gonna fold, and I'm gonna show you my first fold comes past the center, and it looks like this. So you're taking that and you're folding past the center, but my other one is gonna fold and hit the tip of that. So it makes almost, are as close to a square as you can get. So you have two more folds. So your second fold then comes over and it looks like this. Here and here. Now, once you have that, you have a little pocket here. See this pocket? You can just put the tip of that edge in there so they're together. And it looks very much like an envelope. If you need help, I can help you after. And now you have two more folds. Anybody who's sitting next to someone who doesn't have it and needs your extra folding hands, please take it. Now we're just gonna fold these flaps that you have up here, there's two of them. You're going to fold one this way, facing you. And then you're going to turn it around and do another one facing you. So you have two flaps, one you folded this way and one you folded this way. Everybody got it? There you've got. So you've got that. And then once you've got those two folded, you open it up and you have a cup. You have a cup. And that is your cup, your folded cup. And those who need help, Johanna can come around and help you. So you're folding this flap outside, not facing you inward, but facing outward. Isn't it fun to learn something new? I hope this cup will be a reminder of the joy and challenge rebirth, renewal, and resilience can bring. May we choose love to lead this cycle, as it truly is what changes everything.